Good morning. Ethan beat me to the pizza joke. So, this morning, I want to start off with a story. Novel concept, isn't it? Alright, so, one day, I'm in high school if you can't tell. One day, I was sitting in health class. And we were talking about this thing called body image. How you see yourself compared to, like, the world, commercials, what's going on, the trends and things like that. And my friend, she's not the brightest, but I love her anyway. She pulls out her phone and she took a picture of herself. And the teacher turns around and goes, "Why do you have your phone out?" She said, "I was taking a picture, see? It's a body image." But it's funny sometimes how you think about yourself whenever you have all these things that the world is telling you is acceptable and not, and how you see yourself. And today, I don't have 3 points, which most sermons have 3 points, as all great preachers know. But I do have 2 points, and then sort of an application, what I want you to meditate on. So I want to start off with how we view ourselves as our spiritual image versus our body image. In my lifetime, which I know when other preachers say that, they can say that from anywhere from 20 years to Herman's years. But in my lifetime, in my lifetime, I've met young Christians who were in their 40s and old Christians who were in their 20s. I know that doesn't make sense, but when you think about it, there are some people who don't know Christ until they're a complete adult. And then there are others who meet Him when they're young and know they need Him. And a common theme that I've seen throughout all Christians I've met is, get this, we're all sinners. Everyone. Me, Herman, everybody. So that's the first thing. And these are what I like to call the 3 stages of our spiritual image. The first one is that we're all sinners. When you come to accept that, you've started growing in your faith. The second stage is where I start to see a difference in pathways, different things that people react to. And those 2 things are, people, the second stage is, I lost my spot.
You're not that old
if
you're
Thanks, Herman. The second stage is they know that they aren't worthy enough to be called God's children and to and be in His household. And that's where the difference is. There are 2 kinds of people I see. The people who get stuck on that and have given up and they're stuck knowing they aren't good enough, so they don't do God's work or they don't go to church or they don't think they can be a Christian because they're not good enough. And guess what? Nobody's good enough. It's not going to be a thing. And that's where that 3rd stage comes in, that you've accepted that you're not good enough and let God enter your life, making you good enough, making Jesus Christ that cleanser. And so that brings me to my next point, which is how God views us spiritually. And for this sermon, I kind of put it towards those stuck in that 2nd stage, how you know you're not good enough, but you haven't let Jesus into your life. But this is also something for those people who have let God into their life to remind them why they did. And I was at Bible camp last week, and it opened my eyes when someone very in particular, Eric, talked to me, and he helped me. He said something that boosted me from that 2nd stage, knowing I'm not good enough. Because, believe it or not, I was stuck in that 2nd stage. And Eric Mitchell, he said this, and it opened my eyes. It made me cry, but I knew that that was the truth. And what he said to me is that when God looks at us spiritually, He looks at us through this lens. And it makes us pure and holy and righteous, like Mark was saying. When God looks at us, He doesn't see our sin. He sees us as righteous, pure, holy people. And that is possible through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is that lens, and He took our sins for us. He doesn't, every time we mess up, take it. He has already done it. It's whether you are willing to accept that yourself and let God look at you that way. Because when Jesus was on that cross, He took on all of our sins. Not just the Jews, not the Gentiles, not just the people alive then. Everyone. Everyone who is going to be born, everyone who was born, and everyone who has died. Their sins were taken on that cross. And when God cannot look upon sin. Therefore, He looked away from His Son when Jesus was on the cross because He had our sin on Him so that God might be able to look at us as pure and righteous holy beings. And that is what makes the difference between the people in that second stage, the people who are stuck knowing they aren't good enough but not doing anything about it, not accepting God, and the people who are out in the world and they're smiling and people are like, why are you smiling? It's because God has made me perfect in His eyes through Jesus Christ. And so now, I know this isn't very long, but now I want to go on to what does this mean for us as Christians, as the people here, the body? Right now, it means that if you are here, sitting right now, you are in one of the three stages. You are a sinner, which is everyone. You know you aren't good enough, but you haven't accepted God into your life. Or you have accepted God into your life, and you are doing His works and constantly growing in your faith. And when you look at yourself, I want you to think about this. I have two analogies. The first one is, well, they have to do the same thing, but there's still two. When you look at yourself and you sin, it's like a grain of sand that's put into a waterfall. The second that piece of sand goes in that waterfall, you can't see it anymore. It's gone. It's been rushed away. And that's what Jesus did for our sins. The second analogy I have is sort of a reverse. A drop of water in the desert dissipates faster than it was there, just like our sins. So, when it's gone, I want to have a summary of 1 John 1:1-10. Thank you for reading that. Continual cleansing by the blood of Jesus so that you can go through your daily life. I want you to meditate on and absorb the fact that you, without the blood of Jesus, are separated from God. And Romans 8:14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. But He is great enough and power enough to be led by the Spirit of God. These are the sons of God. But He is... same line. He can see you in His light because of Jesus Christ and help you with any of your struggles and worries. If you're in school and you've got this test or exam, pray. God can help you. I've done it. I've seen His works. Story time. I was failing geometry. I know, right? I mean, I'm a genius. But like, I did not know what was going on, and there were other circumstances that I couldn't control that made that happen. But I was not going to pass that class. And even though I was a freshman taking a sophomore class, that would be detrimental to me not to get that class passed. Because the worst I've ever gotten in class was B minus. So I was like, God, please help me. Show me what's going on. Teach me. And I grew so close to God in that time that I worried less about that class and more about pleasing God. And He got me and I passed that class. And I knew that that was only by the power of Jesus Christ. And so, all these things, we and more, than conquerors through Him who loved us. Romans 8:38-39. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things presented, nor things near, neither death nor life, nor angel, that's the same line again, things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So as you go through your lives, meditate upon the fact that you know where you are. God knows where you are. In those three stages, have you accepted God into your life and gone on to that third stage? Or are you still stuck in that second stage, knowing you aren't good enough, but not accepting God and letting God take control and making you pure through Jesus Christ? And so, if you find it in your heart today, won't you please come forward as together we stand and sing the song that Ethan has prepared. Amen.